Somebody kill me, he had screamed on that bright and terrible afternoon. Somebody shoot me, for the love of God, just let me die. But he hadn't died. The doctors had managed to save one of his mangled testicles, and now there were even days when he felt more or less glad to be alive. Sunsets made him feel that way. He liked to go out to the back of the lot, where the cars they'd taken in trade but hadn't yet fixed up were stored, and stand there watching the sun go down. Corny shit, granted, but it was still the good part. In San Francisco, Willie was on the same ward, and visited him a lot until the Army in its wisdom sent First Lieutenant Sherman somewhere else. They had talked for hours about the old days in Harwich and people they knew in common. Once they'd even gotten their picture taken by an AP news photographer, Willie sitting on Sully's bed, both of them laughing. Willie's eyes had been better by then, but still not right. Willie had confided to Sully that he was afraid they never would be right. The story that went with the picture had been pretty dopey, but had it brought them letters? Holy Christ, more than either of them could read. Sully had even gotten the crazy idea that he might hear from Carol. But of course, he never did. It was the spring of 1970, and Carol Gerber was undoubtedly busy smoking pot and giving blowjobs to end the war hippies while her old high school boyfriend was getting his balls blown off on the other side of the world. That's right, Art. People are funny. Also, kids say the darndest things. When Willie shipped out, old Mama-san stayed. Old Mama-san hung right in there. During the 7 months Sully spent in San Francisco's Veterans Hospital, she had come every day and every night, his most constant visitor in that endless time, when the whole world seemed to smell of piss and his heart hurt like a headache. Sometimes she showed up in a muumuu like the hostess at some nutty luau. Sometimes she came wearing one of those grisly green golf skirts and a sleeveless top that showed off her scrawny arms, but mostly she wore what she had been wearing on the day Malenfant killed her. The green pants, the orange smock, the red sneakers with the Chinese symbols on them. One day that summer he unfolded the San Francisco Chronicle and saw his old girlfriend had made the front page. His old girlfriend and her hippie pals had killed a bunch of kids and job recruiters back in Danbury. His old girlfriend was now Red Carol. His old girlfriend was a celebrity. "You cunt," he had said, as the paper first doubled, then trebled, then broke up into prisms. "You stupid, fucked-up cunt." He had balled the paper up, meaning to throw it across the room, and there was his new girlfriend. There was old Mama-san sitting on the next bed, looking at Sully with her black eyes. And Sully had broken down completely at the sight of her. When the nurse came, Sully either couldn't or wouldn't tell her what he was crying about. All he knew was that the world had gone insane, and he wanted a shot. And eventually the nurse found a doctor to give him one, and the last thing he saw before he passed out was Mama-san, old fucking Mama-san, sitting there on the next bed with her yellow hands in her green polyester lap, sitting there and watching him.